the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, Special Episode 13. Highlights from DragonCon 2013. A warning ahead of time, this episode is about a half hour long. Well, another year, another great time at DragonCon. Hi, Clinton here, back from a hot and somewhat rainy DragonCon convention in Atlanta. This convention is always a great way to meet new friends, catch up with old acquaintances, and just have a plain old good time. This year, I was once again up for a Parsec Podcasting Award. And again this year, I lost. But the good news is I got to be a co-presenter at the awards along with Steve Rickyberg of the Geek Cred Podcast. I also hosted my annual Pizza Friday meetup at the Mellow Mushroom. A grand time was had by all. Then I marched in the DragonCon parade along with Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp from the Technorama podcast. They were dressed as Men in Black agents. I was playing Edgar from the first movie. Yep, overalls, long sleeve shirt, and face makeup. Perfect for the Atlanta heat and humidity. Ugh. But the big event, of course, was my annual live show, which was held as part of the podcasting track at DragonCon. The show ran about an hour, so I've taken out a skit or two for this podcast, and I'll try to fit those skits somewhere into the regular show later on. But for now, let's head to Atlanta for highlights from the show.
Live from room 203 of the Atlanta Hilton, this is Comedy Forecast and Friends live at DragonCon! Brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And by Elephant. Got an old phone, laptop, or tablet that you can't sell to Gazelle? Elephant will take it and have an actual elephant step on it. Don't just lament it, elephant it. And by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And by the 2015 Ford Focus. We've removed the radio, the speakers, and lined the interior with material that rejects cell phone signals. Now when we say focus, we mean it. And by Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. And now, here's the man of a thousand voices, one of which might be this one, Clinton!
Hi, folks. Thank you, and it's great to be back here at DragonCon. One of the nice things is I don't have to drive. When I come to Atlanta, I just get to the airport and hop on MARTA and come into the city. I think it's mostly great because it's one of the few places you can say I hopped on MARTA and keep the thing G-rated. So that's very good. But it's also good to be back at DragonCon because last time I was here, I was afraid I wasn't going to be back again. And that's because the world was going to end in December of 2012. We all know how well that turned out, right? Stupid Mayans. They had no idea. They were so far off. I mean, Miley Cyrus didn't twerk at the VMAs until just this month. I mean, that is the actual end of the world. But I wanted to also go over some stuff that has happened since the last time I was here. Since then, there's been an election. I don't know if many of you remember that there was an actual election, because now campaigning is now a full-time, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year thing. It's kind of like one of those planes that can refuel in flight. It just keeps going. You know, a shark that keeps swimming. Basically, now an election is kind of like a small roadside stop on the superhighway of campaigning. Everybody just every once in a while agrees to go over to the side of the road, and we pick the person who says, no, that's okay, I'll wait here for a while. You go on without me, I'm going to have something to eat, and I'll catch up with you later. Or become a lobbyist, one or the other, I don't know which. Also, this past year, the Pope resigned. And I thought that was really interesting. It kind of boggled my mind because I'm wondering, who does he send his resignation letter to? You know, and does somebody say to him, well, will you stay if we offer you a promotion and a bigger office? Not sure how that's going to work. Also, everyone was really excited this past year about the royal birth, right? So I want to extend my congratulations as well. And welcome baby Kardashian. So that was... Actually, no, there was that other birth. Kate gave birth to a son who's one day destined for the throne.
or as they call it in England, the water closet. I'm not sure which, but I think that's also the only if Queen Elizabeth does not outlast them all. Meanwhile, in the world of science, we had some interesting things happen this year. One of them was, this is true, they had a 3D printer actually created a living lab-created ear. This is true. And scientists thought this as a breakthrough, and Mike Tyson thought of it as lunch. So, they shut down the Hadron Collider, and it's going to be down for 2 years, and I found out the reason for that is because CERN spent 15 minutes and saved 15% of the insurance, but now Hadron is now suing for all the collisions, and they're just not covered for it. There's no deductible. Ooh, that's a keeper. I like that one. All righty.
Mark that for later.
That's right. Also, we had a new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Into Darkness, and I really like that movie. When it was Wrath of Khan in 1982.
Spoiler alert.
And now JJ is moving on. He's moving on from Star Trek to Star Wars. And some people are really concerned about it, but I'm not. I'm really looking forward to, what have I got? We've got Wookiee-sized tribbles. We've got Swiss Army phaser sabers. And this is news. I don't know if anybody heard this. I'm breaking this, I think, to a lot of people. But Leonard Nimoy is going to be in the new Star Wars movie. He's going to be playing Yoda's older brother, Soda. So be on the lookout for that. Also, it was a good year for Ben Affleck, all right? So, because Ben Affleck, he won the British Academy Awards. He won a Golden Globe. He won an Oscar. And he also found out that way more people saw his performance in Daredevil than he ever thought. Every person has commented, wow, I need more royalty checks for that. And music was big this year as well. But music is big every year, right? So that's nothing new. People often know the tunes of song, but they don't really pay attention to the lyrics. You're just going with it. And classic example of that is, of course, this Louie Louie, that everyone, Louie Louie, baby, baby, you know. But that's okay, because most of the time, it's not important to know them. We know that Daft Punk gets lucky. Apparently, even wearing those suits, they get lucky. So, but you really, if you're paying attention, and I do, sometimes things just aren't right. For instance, Snoop Dogg just had a song out a while ago called Young and Wild and Free. Okay, Snoop, wild and free, I'll buy. Young, not so much. Also, Katy Perry's got that new song out, Roar, and it's like, Katy, please stop having songs about breaking up with your boyfriend or whoever. You're turning into Taylor Swift, and you're better than that. You broke up with Russell Brand. Every song should be a happy song. Then we have Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Can't Hold Us, and the lyric in the song is, you know, put your hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Here's a clue here. The floor holds you. The ceiling does not hold you. All right. No. By the way, when they say put your hands up in the air like you just don't care, a lot of people up like this, why aren't they just doing...
Meh.
Doesn't make any sense to me either. Hello. My name is Clinton. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I know I am. But there's a problem. As you know, it takes money to put on a elaborate production like this one. Lots of money. That's why I've launched a Help Complete the Comedy Forecast and Friends live show campaign on Kickstarter. The goal is simple: to raise a mere $450,000 in 1 hour. That may seem like a lot of money, but it's not when you don't think about it. This is money that is desperately needed. Money that will be used to pay for things like the elaborate sets required for a podcast such as this. Microphones. You may think that they come standard with the room, but nothing could be further from my version of the truth. And then there are the performers. Without your help of Kickstarter donations, they might not see a single dime from the show tonight. And I want to get them that dime. And, after all their expenses, perhaps take a tiny bit for myself. just enough to pay my travel expenses, pay for the highly skilled scriptwriter who crafted tonight's show, and, if I'm lucky, fund the remainder of my son's college education. Now, I'm asking you to dig deep. After all, if I don't reach my goal, by the end of the funding period, the show might not happen. Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a tweet from somebody who points out that the Kickstarter will be over when the show is over. That can't be right. Hold on. It's a long URL. Okay, that is correct. I'm going to have to work on this a bit, so let me get back to you in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, enjoy the rest of this highly underfunded show. Hello, my name is Jorgen von Jorgenborgen. You may have heard the Swedish chef mention my name, although I have to confess I don't understand half what that guy is talking about. But when I do, it's pretty darn dirty. Bork, bork, bork? Hey, I thought that was a kid's show! But that's not why I'm here. As you know, I am an internationally known psychic. Yay! Oh, please, please. Thank you, thank you. I know I'm amazing. I speak to the dead and... Hold on. I'm sensing something. Someone in this room. Does anyone in this room have the initials CT? CT. I'm looking for anyone in the room that might have the initials... Your initials are CT?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, I'm amazing. So, what is your name, sir?
It's Carter.
Carter. And where are you from?
I'm from Smyrna, up north.
Well, that's interesting. You seem like such a normal person. I wasn't quite sure. So, I'm sensing you lost something recently. I'm sensing you a loved one, some car keys, your virginity, something like that. Anything.
I lost a pet.
Wait a second. I'm sensing something else. Oh, yes, it's me saying I've lost interest in you, but thank you so much. So, before we do anything else, I'd like to read an email to you that I received. It's okay. I don't think that's an issue reading it to you because I'm sure the NSA has already read it themselves. It says, Dear Jorgen, my name is Kimberly. My uncle Jan... Oh, they're not mispronouncing that. She actually wrote in here, Jan, the most boring man in the world, recently passed away. I'm sorry to hear that, Kimberly, and by the way, I already knew that. I'm just that good. But getting back to her letter. The problem is he left no will, and we don't know where he hid his fortune. Can you help? Well, Kimberly, I was actually able to get in touch with your uncle. And first, may I say, yes, Jan. But, you know, he hated everyone, but you were his favorite. Yes, he hated you the most. Still, you are the only person who tried to get in touch with him, so he did tell me where he hid his fortune. Thank you for writing in, Kimberly. My next show, by the way, will be from my newly purchased island in the Caribbean. Or Caribbean, whichever way. You people talk funny. So, now let me bring up my guest for today. The lucky person is the user. Why don't you come on up?
Hey!
So have a seat here.
Thank you.
So, tell me your name.
You don't know it already?
That's a good one, but I'm a psychic and not a mind reader. Do you know what the difference is?
No.
Well, I speak to the dead. If I was a mind reader, I'd ask you to think of a number between 1 and 10, and I would guess it.
I see. Okay.
So now let's discuss. Is it 7?
No.
Oh. Of course it wasn't. I was just testing you. So, tell us about yourself.
All right. My name is Brian Ibbett, and I'm the host of a podcast called Coverville about cover songs.
Again, not a simple mind reader, but I'm guessing that I sense that you like music.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
See what I did there? I used the band name Simple Mind.
It's actually Simple Minds.
Yeah. But it's a number 4!
No.
Oh. You know, it's not common knowledge, but the spirit world is full of it, the music lovers.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, and I can prove it. Do you know any living person who buys Selena Gomez albums?
No. Now that you mention it, no, I don't.
Of course not. Take that, Jonathan Borking Edwards.
By the way, that's quite the accent. Where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
You don't sound like...
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, one time I got stuck... I was at Walt Disney World, and I got stuck on the Norwegian boat ride at Epcot for a couple of hours. And by the time I got off, this was permanent. I can only wonder what happens to those poor souls who get stuck on It's a Small World. But that's not why you're here, is it?
No, it's not.
Because it would be really weird if it was.
No. So lately I've been seeing some really weird things.
Yeah, who hasn't? This is Dragon Con. These people eat strange for breakfast. And some of them are obviously have a much heartier appetite than others.
No, it's not that. I've been seeing dead people.
Oh, I see. All right. Now we're getting down to brass Vikings. Okay, looks like it's time to contact the spirit world.
Are you going to call them on your phone?
Oh, don't be silly. I just want to make sure the credit number you gave my assistant earlier goes through. Okay. Hello, Tim? Yeah, is it good? Okay, thanks. All right, you're good, but don't use that credit card to pay for your suite at the Marriott. I'm pretty darn expensive, by the way. I'm going to begin. I'm summoning the spirits of the afterworld. Come in, afterworld. The park is closed. The moose out front should have told you. Oh, sorry, that's Volley World. I am the spirit world. I'm trying to contact the spirit world, please. I think I need everyone's help here. So when I point at you, I want you to go, ooh, all right? So we'll be doing that. So again, let's try again. I'm trying to contact the afterworld. What was that? Come on, give it up. Come in, afterworld. Much better. You sounded completely dead that time. It's working. I'm sensing the diamond touch with someone from the other side. Yes. It seems I have reached rock and roll heaven.
Do they have a hell of a band?
Well, like some of us, I don't have enough money for the rights to that music, so we'll never know. Now, who am I speaking to? Ooh, it's the spirit of Jim Croce. Now, that's what I call music. Jim, yes, I knew it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But I've got to say, can't wait. I have this guy here who says he saw you the other day.
I don't think I saw Jim Croce.
Was that?
It wasn't Jim Croce.
Dude, you realize I have Jim Croce on the line here.
Yeah.
This is an A-list dead person. This guy wrote bad Leroy Brown.
I know, and Nick Driver did a great version of that song.
Okay, Mr. Covertown. That's all well and good. But if I let him go, I'm not sure how we'll take it. He could get madder than Old King Kong and meaner than a junker dog.
I realize that, but it wasn't Jim Croce, and by the way, it's Coverville.
Okay, Mr. Covered Wagon. It's your dime. And by dime, I mean a lot more than that. I did mention that, but that's expensive, didn't I? Okay. All right, Jim, I'm going to have to... I'm sorry to have disturbed you. What's that? Yes, I know you do. I know you have a name. Yes, I do too. No, goodbye. No, what's that? No, Jim, I have to go. No, I'm losing you, as well as all the people in the audience who don't understand your references. Yes, okay, goodbye. See, that's the problem contacting spirits. Blah, blah, blah. They're just sitting there resting their bones. No, Otis, I wasn't talking to you. No, please, get off the line. No, go back to sitting on the dock of the cloud. Okay. Let me try one more time. I'm contacting the afterworld. Come in, afterworld. Ooh, you really sound like corpses now. That's good. Yes. Ooh, I'm making contact again. Ooh, wow. I'm all shook up. I'm seeing the aura of the king himself. It's Elvis.
Nope, I didn't see Elvis either.
Dude, what is wrong with you? This is Elvis Presley.
It wasn't Elvis.
Michael Jackson? Buddy Holly?
No.
That drummer from that band that had the song that one time? Then I'm stuck, which is a bad feeling because that's how I got this voice to begin with.
Sorry, none of those people are the ones that I saw.
Hey, wait a minute. When and where did you see these spirits?
A couple weeks ago. I saw them over by the Civic Center.
Yup, and yimini, those weren't spirits. Those were the Rolling Stones on tour. They always look like that.
Are you sure? They looked really dead.
Hey, be happy you saw them at the beginning of the tour. At the end, Keith Richards was performing Frozen in Carbonite.
I don't think that's true.
Well, technically, it was more of a gin tonic and formaldehyde bath, but I didn't want to get too scientific. This crowd looks a bit simple mind.
Nice callback.
Oh, thank you.
So, they really weren't ghosts?
Nope. As a matter of fact, they may never die. They made a deal with the Unholy One.
The devil?
No. Ticketmaster.
Well, thank you for solving this mystery for me.
Hey, all in a day's work. And as we say in the psychic world, people die all the time, and there's no reason morticians should be the only people making a buck off of them. Thank you for coming up on the stage, Mr. Coveralls. Hello, this is Clinton again. Back with my Help Fund the Comedy Forecast and Friends live show Kickstarter campaign. It turns out they won't let me change the end time of my Kickstarter. Not cool, Kickstarter. But I was able to add some reward levels that should help with donations. For backing of just $20, I'll think you're cheap, but not in an overly judgmental way. At the $50 level, I'll record a custom ringtone for you. On a kazoo. You can choose from or the more difficult. Oh, you like that, huh? I can do the blues. I can do reggae too. I can do. Why am I doing that voice? I can do Donald Duck with amnesia. Woof. Where are my pants? Thank you. And finally, at the $100 and above level, I will do a custom sketch for you suitable for framing. But keep in mind, the frame will be included, and that's another $200 charge. And sorry, no choice of colors, but lime green goes with almost every decor. Okay, so that should get the money rolling in, and we'll check back at later on to see how that's going on. Next, I would like to bring up onto the stage a good friend of mine, Mr. Craig Stepp.
All right, well, Clinton's gonna take a little break, and he asked me to do an interview for him. So I'm really excited about this. This guy's kind of a big deal in the film industry. I mean, his face is everywhere in all the theaters across the nation, albeit with a little note that says, don't let him in. He reviews all of his movies only by the trailers he sees in iTunes. Please welcome Danny Hillcrest.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here, appearing live as an in-person appearance here at Dragon Con. It's great meeting you, Craig. And Craig, as a matter of fact, important, it's not true. I don't just base my reviews on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Sure, sometimes I go to Rotten Tomatoes, which, contrary counter to what you might think, is not a place that will take back all your spoiled fruit and vegetables. I know. I've tried.
Okay, I see.
The post office still won't let me mail anything bigger than this now.
Okay. All right, well, Danny, since you're here, I thought I would, get you to share some thoughts on some upcoming films.
Sure, fire away!
All right. So, what can you tell us about the next Marvel film, Thor: The Dark World?
Ooh, that's a good one, Craig. It's actually a buddy picture. It's a road-style picture with Thor and his wacky brother Loki,
And it's just like Bridesmaids, but with male demigods, huge action sequences, and Natalie Portman standing in for Melissa McCarthy.
Oh. Okay, so this sounds great. How about Tyler Perry's Medea Christmas?
It's a man, baby! Oh, that was more of a spoiler, wasn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm beginning to understand why my movie theaters won't let you in.
I love it!
Yeah, so what brings you to DragonCon this year, Danny?
Marta! By the way, Atlanta is one of the few places that you can actually say that. Well, because in San Francisco you have to say Bard and Chicago you say the L. Buenos dias!
No, I mean, why are you here?
Oh, I'm here to pitch a new original idea that will blow the doors off the entertainment industry.
Oh, really? That sounds amazing.
I know!
I didn't even know the entertainment industry had doors.
I know! It's crazy, right? Well, you see, Craig, last year, right here at Dragon Con, in this very room over there, I presented my amazing sci-fi interplanetary spec science fiction spectacular travel script. But Hollywood didn't seem at all interested. But a lack of interest in anything I do has never stopped me. So, I'm back with a new idea. It's a TV show remade and reimagined as a movie. I call it a reboot, which is something I trademarked.
Dan, you can't trademark the word reboot. It's like a common word. Everybody uses that.
Not the way I spell it.
Okay, I'm afraid to ask.
Seven O's!
Okay, well, what TV show are you going to reboot? I mean, they've already done Star Trek, A-Team, Wild West. Wild Wild West, excuse me. So, what's left?
Night Court!
Oh, a comedy. Okay.
Yep, except this comedy reboot is going to be a drama, which makes Night Court more awesome-filled than ever.
Okay, how?
Well, first, we get rid of the stupid courtroom.
Wait, Danny, you know, the show is called Night Court.
Yeah, but now the court is the hard streets of the steamy city. Or the steamy streets of the hard city. I haven't worked that part out yet.
Okay, well, why would you do that?
I have to! That's where you find the night creatures of the underworld.
Night creatures?
That's right. You see, the full title is Night Court, Monster Justice. It's where the weird, odd, unnatural creatures of the night come for justice. At night.
At night. Okay, that doesn't sound right at all.
At night.
No, I mean, what you're doing, it's not Night Court that people grew up with.
Nope. It's a classic for a new generation. Kind of like making a hipster version of Sanford and Son. The house is still full of the same stuff, instead this time they bought it that way.
Okay, alright. Is the cast of characters at least the same?
Oh, sure. The key primary rule of a Hollywood reboot is you can change every single thing about a property, just don't change the names of the characters and you'll be fine.
Okay, so you still have the prosecuting attorney, right?
Who's he what now?
Dan Fielding?
Oh, yep. But he's part werewolf.
Because Dan was sort of a wolf.
No, it's a tribute to John Larroquette's hair.
Okay, well, what about the female bailiff?
Oh, well, that was a tough one. As you know, Craig, and I didn't, there were three people who played the female bailiff. It's kind of a cursed role. The first two actresses who played the part actually died in real life during the run of the show.
And what does that mean?
Do you have Kim Kardashian's phone number?
Danny, that's horrible.
What? Oh, I figured that she would be able to put me in touch with some sort of good insurance agent. What were you thinking, Craig? Craig!
Never mind. I'm not sure I even want to ask about the public defender.
Why is that?
Well, there were four actresses that actually played that part.
I don't think so.
Sure there were. There were Gail Strickland, it was in the pilot. Then there was Paula Kelly in season one. Ellen Foley, who was in season two, and Marky Post, who was the season 3-9.
I'm not sure how we can handle that. Oh, wait! She's a shapeshifter!
Okay, this is really getting worse. I'm scared to ask, what about Bull?
Oh, believe me, there's plenty of Bull going on. Just ask the people in this audience.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean the male bailiff.
Oh, of course he's there.
Okay, good.
And now he's an actual Bull. He had a spell cast on him by Mac, the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
You mean Judge Stone?
Yeah, he's a sorcerer now. It's the only way I could justify him wearing those robes out on the dirty streets of the rough city.
I thought it was a steamy and hard.
Hey, that was before I decided to go for a soft R.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, Danny. I just think this sounds like a good idea at all. You can't mess around with canon. like that and expect a movie to be a hit. I mean, look at The Lone Ranger.
Luckily, the way I watch movies, I don't have to.
Good point.
I love it.
Yeah, well, thanks for stopping by tonight, Danny, and I think Clinton will be back in control of the show here.
Okay, but let me leave you with one thought. My next idea for a reboot.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Tidy Bowl Man, back from the Pacific Rim.
Okay. We're out of here.
All right.
Thank you.
And now, a moment in the show I always dread. Here's a word from the owner of the Little Wicker Basket Company, Miss Abby Fallmacher.
Hello. Everywhere. And I have to say, I've been watching the show from offstage. It's been mesmerizing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Kind of like watching a beached whale gasp for air.
All right. Can we get to the commercial, please?
No problem, Shamu. Hello. I'm Abby Fallmacher, owner of Little Wicker Basket Company. Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. And whether you're looking for a basket big enough to smuggle Edward Snowden out of an extradition-free country, or small enough to carry the collective talent of everyone involved in Sharknado, we have what you need. Plus, whenever you purchase a Little Wicker basket, you'll get a free copy of my new book of nursery rhymes, Miss Abby's Goose Tales. It's chock full of classic rhymes told from my unique off-center point of view.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Fallmacher. I'm sure that the...
Read one? Oh, I'd love to. It's Jack and Jill.
Oh, well, that sounds harmless enough. Okay, go ahead.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill, said Jack, what the frack? She had not the pail he bought her. Chill, said Jill, just take a pill. This wicker basket, though small, will do. Jack laughed and sneered. He thought Jill weird. Wicker has holes and water seeps through. Nay, nay, said Jill, up on that hill, and she dipped the basket into the pool. Jack, set to chide his common-law bride, was made to look like a damned fool. The wicker did work. Oh, Jack, you jerk, Abby Fallmacher sold it to me. Then with a thrill, she pushed Jack down the hill and followed, eventually.
That's horrible.
Ah, well, you should see what I do to little Jack Horner. Let me find
out. No, I think we're out of time, Miss Fallmacher.
That's what my doctors keep telling me. But I'm still here. The secret is exercise.
Oh, really?
Yep. Every day I sit on my front porch watching the seniors walk by and have strokes. Laughter is the best medicine.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And remember, little wicker baskets, they're everywhere. Thank you.
Now we're going to check on the Kickstarter to see how we did. Doesn't seem to be refreshing. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Okay. The total is $6.87. No, I'm sorry. That's a negative $6.87. How does that even happen? How do you get a negative? Okay, well, my Kickstarter was obviously a complete and utter failure.
Aww.
So there's only one thing to do. If I could have you look into this light. You all had a wonderful time this evening, and when you get home, you will send lots of money to the Kickstarter. Thank you to my special, very special guests, Mr. Brian Ibbett, Mr. Craig Stepp, my lovely wife Bonnie. And me. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.
Thanks to everyone involved with the podcasting track at DragonCon for letting me do my show in front of a real live audience. It was a lot of fun. And I hope that all of you listening can make it to the next show next year. In the meantime, I'll be back with a regular episode soon. But for now, that's it. We're done. Bye-bye.